This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's that time of year again, back to school season. And Instacart knows that the only thing harder than getting back into the swing of things is getting all the back to school supplies, snacks, and essentials you need. So here's your reminder to make your life a little easier this season. Shop favorites from Staples, Best Buy, and Costco, all delivered through Instacart, so that you can get some time back and do whatever it is that you need to get your life back on track. Instacart, we're here.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer, how laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature, with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Ryan Sense is the founder and owner of Funky Buddha Brewery and a friend of ours. He's on the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline. So last week, and I know Ryan's heard it because I sent it to him. He's going sleeveless Solana. Yeah, totally understood, Ryan.
Hey.
Well, now you got to roll him down because Crowder just outdid you.
Let's go. Come on, Ryan.
I'm out.
Put the guns up.
I'm tapping out.
So let there he goes. His lights go off because he's got a motion sensor. No work goes on in his office. It's really remarkable. So last week, we're talking about Funky Buddha. As we do, we always talk about the 5 o'clock Funky Buddha happy hour. And I start reading their summer beer pairing menu, which is this coming Friday. And Chef Jeff does an amazing job, and I say it. But so I start going over it. So there's a first course, a second course, a third course, a fourth course. But before it all is something called an amuse-bush. And I have never seen this before. And it's spelled A-M-U-S-E-B-O-U-C-H-E. So like a mousse-bouche or something. But, you know, again, and it's, you know, I always, you know, give you the preface that we love Funky Buddha and they do great food. But they do have a propensity to get cutesy. And I just don't know about a brewery having an amuse-bouche when no one really knows what that is. So
well, we don't.
Can you?
we definitely don't have an amuse-bouche, but go ahead.
Can you tell us how to properly pronounce it, first of all? Because I remember we were talking about the nachos you were going to make, and it was going to have duck confit. And then you were like, it's confit.
Yeah.
So I would like the proper pronunciation of the amuse-bush.
The second one you're killing. So I'm not even 100% positive. It's either amuse or amuse, and then it's bouche. Amuse or amuse-bouche. Amuse-bouche.
So you don't even know.
Well, it's one of those two, but definitely bouche. It's not bouche. It's not bush.
But in other words, did you sign off on having this on the menu?
It's not that cutesy. It's a pretty normal thing in food.
You don't even know what the word is.
You didn't know what a lychee was. Or sort of lychee.
I'm getting there. There's several things that I was unaware of.
Lentils.
Boosh. Lychees. What was the other one that I just saw? I had just mentioned. Oh, the choclo. You have choclo in your amuse bush. Now, what is that?
I don't know. And I think that's forgivable to not know a certain type of corn made in Peru or Ecuador, wherever it's from. But not knowing what a lychee is, honestly, it blew my mind. Like I was laughing the entire. Yeah, it makes me feel better about you not understanding amuse-bouche because I'm like, you've never been anywhere that has anything other than just meat and cheese.
No, but I've seen lychees all over the place. I just never knew what they were.
You didn't know how to say them either.
Sure. Well, because here's my problem with the lychee. It's L-Y-C-H-E-E. So they are determining that chi is spelled C-H-E-E at the end. The E sound comes from the E-E. So earlier in the word, to have a Y, I would assume that that's a different pronunciation. Because if they wanted lychee, you would spell it L-E-E-C-H-E-E. But they spell it L-Y-C-H-E-E. So that's lychee in my book.
So by that you are Mark Hotchman.
No.
C-H? How many C-H makes a K sound normally?
This has nothing to do with... So it's leaky?
What? Well, it doesn't... It's Hotchman? It doesn't matter. There's different spellings for different things.
You know how to pronounce a poke bowl? Is it pokey or poke?
It's pokey.
Pokey. That's what I thought.
I think. Now you have me second guess it. I've always said pokey.
Yeah, poke bowl.
And we have good lychee martinis. They're the best.
So, but here's my question. Why not say appetizer course? Or call that the first course? I don't understand why...
I think when you have a menu this good, it's okay to have liberties and it's a norm. I think I used to watch a lot of cooking shows. I don't watch TV at all anymore, but I think amuse-bouche is a pretty normal thing in cuisine. It's not that crazy. It's just you're not used to getting anything that doesn't have a drive-thru.
I'm sure it's normal in some cuisine, but I don't think at microbreweries, right? Are you a microbrewery?
I don't know.
Not with that money.
Yeah, I think you might be right, Channing. I think we crossed over a threshold.
Yeah. I told him when your IPA is Hop Gun or Chant, or you have to do y'all do more verbiage for your stuff, and now with the food, you can't just say hot wing. You can't just say. Martini.
You could be less people at the tap room in Oakland Park if they had appetizer course instead of amuse-bouche.
Well, it's like saying we have on here drizzled with blah blah blah. We could say also dripped on, and that doesn't sound really as good, does it?
No, but drizzled.
Here's a baked potato with dripped on butter.
Say baked potato and butter. You don't have to say drizzled. I mean, it doesn't. And I would probably question whether it was really drizzled or not.
What is drizzled? Isn't it just dripped on, but nicer?
My point is just cutesy for the sake of being cutesy. But here's the menu. I think this is fantastic. Okay. The amuse-bouche is Corvina ceviche with coconut milk, sweet potato, red onion, choclo, and cilantro. Do you know what it's paired with?
No idea.
Really?
I have it right next to me.
No, don't look. Don't look. I want to quiz you on your own. What would you pair it with?
Man. I don't know. Would they do an IPA?
Local hazy IPA.
Hmm. I didn't even know we had a beer called Loco Hazy IPA, but that's good. It might be a first time. Maybe it's good. Loco. It's probably delicious.
The first course
that's what I would have went with.
Beer braised beef short rib empanada and sweet plantain with cilantro lime drizzle and guajillo pepper sauce.
Ooh.
What would you pair that with?
So they could have either went porter on this one, maybe, because of the meat, or maybe something with a little spice. I'm trying to think of what hot beers we have. Either of those two, right?
Bob's Backyard.
There we go. Yeah, that's perfect. It's a mango habanero beer.
Oh, okay.
Ooh, mango habanero. When did that come out? They didn't offer that to me last time.
Backyard.
That we've been doing forever. We just put it on maybe once a year, but I love it. I love that beer.
Oh, yeah.
That beer I know.
Second course, locally sourced baby arugula with shaved prosciutto, lychees, shaved Parmesan cheese, and orange blossom honey balsamic vinaigrette.
It sounds like
a fantastic dinner that Chef Jeff has put together.
I love the dinners he does. I really do. I swear it's one of my favorite things that we do. Is this the first time
you called the first course the amuse-bouche?
I think it might be. I'm probably the last.
Yeah.
It's probably why sales are low. No one knows what they're getting with the Limousin Bush.
I like them use the bush.
Yeah, all right. So
I don't mean, yeah.
Settle down.
Get me cursing.
You know what paired with that second course, Ryan?
And that bothers me too. It's the second course, but we're on meal number three. I get it, but I think that's the whole point of the amuse-bouche. It's like a one bite thing. It's not a meal. Mm. It still bothers me. I don't know. What'd they do with that one? Like a lager?
Lemon Kolsch Shandy.
Close. Kolsch is close, but lemon, interesting. That'd be fun.
Right.
Third course, seared yellowtail snapper with mango butter. Sounds so good. Served with coconut, cilantro, jasmine rice, avocado, my favorite, and sweet local yellow corn. Mm. Now, I have a problem with that. Why do people have the need to point out it's local corn? If I'm in already, like, if I'm on the fence, you think I'm going, well, they do have the third course with local corn, so I'm in.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This summer, Instacart is bringing back your favorites from 1999 with prices from 1999. That means 90s prices on juice pouches that ought to be respected, 90s prices on box mac and cheese, and 90s prices on ham, cheese, and cracker lunches. Enjoy all those throwbacks and more at throwback prices. Only through Instacart. $4.72 maximum discount per $10 of eligible items. Limit one offer per order. Expires 9/5 while supplies last. Discount based on CPI comparison.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With AllTrails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
I think it dresses it up. I think it's ridiculous too, if I'm being honest. I think it dresses it up a little bit. It sounds better. It's like, oh, local. They're going to a farm and they're getting this. I don't know. Chef's driving down the street and getting at the flea market, or maybe it's local because he gets it at Publix. Yeah. Publix is local. I don't know.
You're supporting your community.
Yeah. Right, that's what I meant to say.
Corn community. Supporting the corn community. And that's paired with Miami Vice.
Okay.
It's 12% alcohol. Wow.
Yeah, it's a big one. That's a rum barreled aged, like pina colada with strawberries. It's good.
And the fourth course, key lime tart with dulce de leche ice cream.
So I can guess the pairing on that one's got to be key lime beer, right?
Yes.
Okay. We. Thank God.
We.
We pairing?
There it is. So
very obvious.
What have we covered? First of all, the beer pairing dinner is this Friday. You can go to funkybuddha.com. Are there tickets still available? Do you know?
Don't comment. My light is out. The tickets are still available. Yes. Yeah.
Right. We have a few left. What is it? Are you sticking around Friday for the dinner?
I think so. I'd like to. I go to all the dinners, but it's kind of a crazy weekend for me. So packed with a lot of stuff. But I'd like to be there.
I showed the menu to Lori, and Lori was very interested. So we were thinking.
I'll go with Lori.
Right. Yeah.
I'll take Lori.
Yeah. you have an amuse bush in your arsenal.
I'll amuse a bush. That's your fault. That is your fault.
No, you didn't have to take it.
That is your fault. I am going to take that 1,000 out of 1,000 times.
You didn't. Man, after my own heart.
That was
Ryan from Funky Buddha Brewery in Oakland Park. Go fix your light in your office.
Perfect. And I just saved 6 cents.
Tell Chef Jeff that we are impressed with the menu, but a little cutesy on the amuse-bouche and the local corn.
Local corn. I got it. No more local corn. Outsource
and
the
what's
corn.
What's the other corn thing? Straight what's language. That other corn thing called?
Choclo.
Can't he just say corn?
Aren't Choclos like the guy? Like, never mind. I'm not gonna say it because I might be wrong, and I feel like it'll sound racist.
The Bitcoins.
Omnigrits. Is that what it? Omnigrits. That's right.
Yeah.
Omnigrits. Giant local omnis.
All right. Friday night, very big night at Funky Buddha. You think the Dolphins are going to have a great season?
I bet the over.
Did you?
Yeah, it was 8.5. I think. I like it. I mean, who knows? If Tua stays healthy all year, I think they're going to surprise people. That's a major. That's
exactly what I think.
Yeah.
You're going to watch Happy Gilmore too?
I am. It's coming out in a couple days, right?
Yeah, that's where Crowder's up in New York right now to promote it for Netflix.
Yeah, premiere. New York premieres tonight.
I saw that on the Pivot. And the Squid Games too, right? Does that come out?
I think it's out already, isn't it?
You telling me? No, they're going to do another one? 456 better not take his ass back to that damn island.
Oh, he's back. He's back.
How about Stranger Things? We're having a watch party at Ryan's house. Me, yeah. Chappelle, Ryan. We're going to watch the new final season of Stranger Things together.
We are. We're going to have cotton candy, and we're going to dress up like 14-year-olds and watch Stranger Things.
The whole season?
I don't know.
Oh, I would love to do the whole season dressed up, but I think we're just doing first episode at my place.
I was like, wait.
If Hawk's on the love seat, get on the couch. If he's on the couch, get on the love
seat. Well, I'm bringing the amuse bouche, so.
leave this
one to me.
you see how you feel about me after Friday night's date with Lori, and then you come all talk right, to me about enough.
Us. Fair enough. I know I'm in line for a good settlement. That's all I know.
Oh.
Sell a bunch of those amused booshes, man. Go right in my pocket. All right, Ryan. We'll see you.
See you guys.
Au revoir. So
Ryan from Funky Buddha. The beer pairing dinner is this Friday night. You can go to funkybuddha.com for all the info.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide. Or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.